Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley, you used to trade
for me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
come on,
everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Oh, come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
for every valley
you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
Stop.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you're so amazing, Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you that have kept us and not ourselves, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, and God. We thank you for another opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace, asking and receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask right now that you would increase our faith to receive the miracle right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we decree and declare by faith that we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us right now, God. Lord, we need your help right now as we cry out to evermore, God. And Lord, we thank you for your ever present help and the help that's on the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we come repenting, oh God. And Lord, we're so sorry, oh God, because we sinned against you, oh Lord. And Lord, we turn from our sinful ways, oh God. And Lord, we seek ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. And all that you have us, oh God, let it be done right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, it's you that have washed us and cleansed us, oh God. It is you that sent your only begotten Son to die for us, oh God, to save us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, oh God, for the blood that was shed on Calvary, oh God. Oh Lord, to save us, oh God, the blood that cleanses us, that redeems us, that sanctifies, that heals, and makes all things new. Oh Lord, we thank you for the blood that reaches us, oh God, from the highest mountain to the lowest valley of our lives, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh Lord, that you did not forget about us, oh God, that you remembered us, oh God, like you did know, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we ask that you're more mighty on the line today, oh God. More mighty in the life of your children, oh God. Oh Lord, we come, oh God, deliver us today. Amen. We come to be changed, oh God. We hear the power that we have to pray, oh Lord. Make us over, make us new, oh God. Anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be taken out by them. And we pray for all of you in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to yours, Heavenly Father. Let our will be done right now, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Holy Spirit, hold your way right now, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, that God, oh, Moshan, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we say thank you, Lord, yes, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we hide in the secret place of the Most High God, and we are covered in the sacred, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you're all that we need, oh God, and more.
Yes,
we just want to say thank you, Lord. My mama was shut out of the head. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we receive from Jesus Christ the victory right now over all diseases, afflictions, and infirmities, and hindrances, persecutions, and torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way down or in the future. Amen. We claim our victory right now and deliver us from all demonic spirits and curses and hexes and vexes, enchantments, and witchcraft prayers and sacred prayers or stairs in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus Christ was our hallelujah victorious in the power of this night against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and realms of darkness of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and against spiritual wickedness and high places, my Lord, we just want to say thank you. We claim our victory right now, Savior, through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare according to John 22, verse 27 through 28. That we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, oh Lord, we thank you. We come to Mount Zion today to receive the blessing from you, Father God. Oh Lord, let us receive the blessing that makes us rich and have no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance spirit on the line today, every spirit of fear, doubt, disbelief, every spirit right there of
confusion. We come against every spirit of war and fear, every spirit of pride, self-righteous, self-condemnation, self-delusion, self-hatred. We come against every familiar spirit, fighting spirit, speaking spirit, spirit of gossip, cutting them. Man, we come against you right now. Not a rebellious spirit, amen? And we command you to cease your heart and die in the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit outside the Holy Spirit that's operating us in our bloodline, in our home, in our relationship, in our finances. We command you to cease your work and die at the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, increase our strength right now, God. Oh, increase us in peace and patience. Increase us in love, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, increase your anointing that's on our life, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for the increase, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Oh, my Lord, my God, help us all today, Father. We confess and ask the divine guidance, oh God, right there. Lord, we pray for divine order and spiritual alignment for our lives and the life of our family members and loved ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray for your observer, your divine position, right, Father God. Lord, position us to receive the blessing. We say, position us, oh God, to receive the breakthrough. Position us, oh God, to receive the healing, to receive the deliverance, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh God, shake from the cup of blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven of today, oh God. Oh Lord, pour our blessings on the house of your children, that we won't have wrong one of our city, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, have mercy on us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, amen. We thank you, oh God, for your grace, amen, that has kept us, oh God. Oh Lord, we know we're not deserving, oh God, but your power is worthy, oh God, through your son Jesus Christ, that we can declare the power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we have the righteousness of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we have the head and not the tail. We are top and not beneath us. We are all anywhere, anything but for love, amen. We are children of God, born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, amen. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, the Lord. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, holy is your name, Father. Righteous is your name, oh God. Waymaker is your name, oh God. Promise keeper, healer, fill all of our peace, oh God. You're all that we need. Hallelujah to your name. We thank the Lord. We call upon you right there. Hallelujah. Oh, Elsa, we call upon you right there. The Lord of more than enough. Oh God, we ask that you bless them and fill their hand and make it bless you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, right now. We declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, your goodness operating through the life of your children right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, oh God, that you have implanted in us, oh God. Oh, that we don't lack one. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for the God for forgiving us, oh God. We can't take you enough. Hallelujah. If we had a thousand tons of peace, we couldn't take you enough. But yet, shall we thank you that we can declare and declare the word. Blessing are going out and coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, oh God. We thank you that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your promises, and we stand on your promises right now, oh God, that you never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for every man, oh God, right now. We pray for their strength, oh God, for you call man to be the head and the priest of his home. So Lord, we pray right now for every man to be positioned, oh God, according to how you call man to be, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you pour into that man, oh God, the man that you called, oh God. The man that you ordained, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God, that they learned nothing, oh God, all according to the might of your word, oh God, your knowledge and understanding of your word and wisdom to apply to their daily lives, oh God, to lead your people, oh God, to lead your household, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Go position every woman of God, oh God, to be in position, oh God, to be a helper to their husband, oh God, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for giving your angels charge over us, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you right now that you release your warring angels to warn against anything in the heavens designed to stop our prayers from being answered right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh my Lord, my God. Oh Lord, do a new thing in the source and tools, oh God. Draw honor to you this day, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All the chains are being broken right now. Strongholds and strongholds. We declare and declare that they are broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Every stronghold has been holding you back like a tree in the ground. I'm the Lord, he's high on their head. We've been broken and destroyed, but they're headed in the whole shed of head. Let's have another shot. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free right now. Hallelujah, for the Son is set you free. Amen. We receive our freedom right now. Open up your mouth and receive it. Say, I receive my freedom right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, God, found us right now with your Holy Ghost, with your fire. Oh, Lord, let us just fire your burn. Everybody so increases in us right now. Let the fire contain to where we go. All people will catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We call money into our hands. We will rise up and we declare that God, we have a power and authority, oh God, that's working on the inside, amen. We shall speak of thee and it shall be established in our life, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. We will not be denied, hallelujah. We will not take any substitutes or any consequences. All over, thank you, oh God, you're all that we need, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you for every breath that we take, hallelujah. Thank you for every beat of our heart that we declare the cause of our heart speaks the rhythm of life, amen. We declare the cause of long, good life, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, speak, oh God, to our bodies, oh God. Speak to the blood, oh God, and heal us, oh God. Make shit to our bones right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we're so strong to say, come on, now, come on, enter in this day, amen. Because God has made a couple of us to enter in, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We declare the fact that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are delivered by the power of God and the transcendence of God's kingdom, amen. We declare the fact of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are blessed and are going on into him. We are blessed beyond measure, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that our sins are forgiven and we are washed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 come on, hallelujah, come on everybody, we plead the blood, we come in the most shot of my head, we plead the blood and come on in this shot of my head, we plead the blood of my head, come on now, we plead the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, blood covered, amen, we plead the blood right now over you, we plead the blood over your right now, brother Joel and your father, we plead the blood and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ right over you now, Pamela, Carlton and your family, we plead the blood over you right now. We put the blood right over you now, Shanda Jackson and Shanda Billy Jackson. We put the blood over you right now. Hallelujah. Bring the card. We put the blood over you right now. Over your family and loved ones. We put the blood over your sister Dylan. We put the blood over your brother. Man just came to help us. We put the blood over you right now, sister Corey and brother. We put the blood right now. You sister Kathy and Heather. We put the blood right now. The blood that washes you, that cleanses you, be free today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have partnered in the most shot ahead. Everyone that's here in Senegal today, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. Amen. I want you to understand today that we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. All is available to you. Hallelujah. All is available to me and our children. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, I'm asking Jesus' name to increase our faith to receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, if our faith, we open up our mouths and we say we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're saved. Hallelujah, salvation has come, and we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for the Lord. We seal this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but say hallelujah, hallelujah. We seal it out on emotion. We thank you, Lord. Come on, church. My God from Zion. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hiya, my God. My God. Be free, everybody. Be free. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, amen. Hiya, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Whatever it is that was starving you, whatever it is that was consuming your thoughts, be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Hallelujah. It's already all right, but do you believe it? Do you believe it right now today? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Do you trust God for it? Amen.
Would you just raise up your hand? Would you just raise up your hand and give God our praise right where you are? Will you open up your mouth and just shout glory, hallelujah? Will you just thank God right where you are? Hallelujah, glory to God. Just lift your hands up and release it all to God. Come on, you cast all your cares. Hallelujah, for him because he cares for you, amen. That's what the word of God says. He said, I care for you, cast all your cares. Not upon the pastor, not upon your husband or your wife or your children or your friends, but cast your cares upon God because he cares. He's able to care. He's able to do all things, amen. With man, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone. Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, every single one, to Sunday service.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for being right here with us. Yes. You can be anywhere, but if you find yourself right here with us, being in the presence of the Lord, right here in the land of the living. So we thank God for each and every one of you, every single heart, every single body that's in attendance with us on this Sunday afternoon, in the mighty name of Jesus. So welcome, welcome to the Sunday service. Holy Spirit, we thank you for having your way. Have your way in each and every one of our lives and each and every one of our homes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice, 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 and be exceedingly glad. Yes, because God is good, y'all, and he's more than worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
So we welcome y'all.
Welcome.
Every single one that's on the East Coast, we welcome you here to Sunday service.
Yes.
Every single one that's up north, Chicago, Illinois, and surrounding areas, welcome you to Sunday service. Every single one that's on the West Coast and right here where we are right now on the Southern Coast, we welcome you to Sunday service.
Jesus.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
We're on the Southern Coast, huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We are on that Southern Coast. That's right.
See, I don't even know it. I'm here, and I'm glad to be here.
From the South.
Yeah, the Southern Coast.
Coast.
I thought I was in the Gulf Coast. Is that the same as the Southern Coast?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Welcome, you all. Welcome, welcome.
Amen.
I'm just in a joyous move. I just thank God for such a beautiful occasion. What is that occasion to be here? Amen.
Yes.
Another day to be able to be here. And I mentioned in Sunday service this morning, you know, just being that place of gratefulness, knowing that God has kept us and our family members, and no one got a call. We didn't get a call about a family member. Nobody got a call about us. Amen. So we just thank God. You are welcome.
Yes.
We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. So we just thank you all for choosing us today to be here to receive the word of God. It's not about us, but it's all about what God is doing in us and just being the vessel that God can flow through unhindered. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to personally welcome you, my husband and I. I'm Pastor Tony Comanny.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we want to welcome you here in Sunday service. So if you're pressed one, we'll be happy to hear from you. Amen.
Yes.
And just so we can pray for you and pray with you. And if you're online listening via the internet, you can call in. We'd like to pray for you and pray with you. The number is 845-277-9213. So if it's your first time listening online, you know, give us a call so we can pray for you and pray with you and welcome you here today here in Sunday service. So we're excited. I know Pastor Manning has a word, that's a powerful word that's going to go forward here at Sunday service, so I'm excited about the word that's going forward. So we just thank God. Amen, amen. It's good to see everybody here in Sunday service. I hope you all enjoyed your weekend. It's been raining here.
Amen.
But God is still good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So at this time, you all would order service. We're going to have our scripture reading, and I'll be delivering a scripture reading, and then we'll have a song selection from Brother Joel Washington.
Amen.
And then we'll have another song selection here that'll come forward, and then the preached word by Pastor Dorsey Manning will come after that. So you all prepare yourself. Amen. Get your pen and paper because he's definitely a preacher.
Amen.
And a teacher. Amen. Amen. A good, he'll break that word down for you so you can eat it. You can feed it to your kids too. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even a baby can eat it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. Today the scripture you all is coming out the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Say, Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 17. Amen. The Bible says, moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Yes. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Verse 17 says, and if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church.
Yes.
But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Come on now. What is the Bible saying to us here in the book of Matthew? Again, at chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. See, these are Jesus' guidelines, you all, for dealing with those who sin against us. See, they were meant for one. Let me break this down to you. Christians are Christians, not unbelievers. Amen? This is for Christians and not unbelievers. Sins committed against you and not others. And three, conflict resolution in the context of the church, not the community at large. So Jesus' words are not a license for a frontal attack on every person. I need us to understand it, who hurts or slights us. See, they're not a license to start a destructive gospel campaign to call for a church trial. They are designed to reconcile those who disagree so that all Christians can live in harmony. So when someone wrongs us, you all, I need us to understand we often do the opposite of what Jesus recommends. See, we turn away in hatred or resentment and seek revenge or engage in gossip. But contrast, we should go to that person first, as difficult as it may be. Then we should forgive that person as often as he or she needs. Amen. This will create a much better chance of restoring the relationship. See, a lot of times we get into a place where we are hurt. That's for us because the flesh is weak. Amen. But the Spirit will give us what we need. The Holy Spirit will give us and speak to our spirit to be able to be strengthened, to be able to do what Jesus has called us to do, which is to go to that person first. I've had that experience. Amen. Here recently where I went to the person. I didn't, you know, that was in ministry, and to go to them and speak. And just hold on what the Bible says and make sure we're following those guidelines. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen. 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 Glory to God. We are welcome at this time, Brother Joe Washington. Amen. Welcome, Brother Joe.
Thank God. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am worn. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, he lingers near. When my life is almost gone, oh Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Oh, my hand lets I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh Lord, yeah. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I want, oh Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. when darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone. Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Yeah, oh Lord, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh Lord, you know, I tell you, when God called me, you know where I'm gonna be? At the river, here I stand. God, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead, Father, why don't you lead your child on home? God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
My Lord, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you so much, Father God. Thank you.
Ooh,
wasn't that song so beautiful?
Precious Lord.
Take my hand and lead me on home. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Uncle Joe, we thank you so much. We thank you so much for blessing us. With song, you know, I haven't heard nothing that sound like that in some time. My Lord, I was telling my wife how beautiful is that.
Thank you. I thank you for my family, y'all, the prayer chain thing, because they all doing pretty well. And I just thank God for all y'all prayer, for everybody that was praying for my family and all family all over.
Amen.
God is good. Hallelujah.
All
God
the
is
time.
Good. Yes, we thank you so much. You know, may God pour back into you all that left your body right now, all the love that you have allowed for us to receive, you know, in ministry and song. You know, we thank you so much, and we thank God for letting God use you like
that. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let me stand.
Wasn't that so beautiful?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We'll be right back here. A song selection and a preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. Stay with us. Praise the Lord.
Speak victory during
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Encourage yourself, speak over yourself, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God, we thank you, Lord.
How many
amen,
people encourage tonight?
Amen. Yes, Lord, right now, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity, amen. Hallelujah. Everyone trickle in. We'll give everybody the opportunity to go ahead and trickle in right now. Get yourself set for the preach word. It's going to go forward here. Welcome, Grandmother Helen, that's in service, and Sister Kathy Hudson and everybody else that's here right now.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that God is able today? How many know God can and God will? Amen.
Amen.
How many know that? Amen. So we just thank God.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the man of God at this time. Amen. Our pastor, Pastor Doris, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask that you have your way in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare and declare the goodness of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Over you, Pastor Manning. Highly get ready, everybody. As I introduce to you now, a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for and with you, amen. A man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethic, amen. A man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, amen. A man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, amen. A man who keeps his word, amen. I introduce to you God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my handsome, loving, faithful husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for each and every one of you this afternoon. Thank God that we're all right here in this place, able to receive the word of God. You know, the word of God has already been sent here into this world. It's established in heaven. So we establish his word right here on earth and in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray, y'all. Father God, we thank you.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, Father God, for allowing us to be right here in the right place at the right time, Father. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
thank
Father
you.
God, for allowing us to have your leadership from the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, that every
thank
single
Lord.
Word that we think, Father God, that it comes from you. Every
yes,
single feeling that's in our heart, Father God, it comes from heavenly places. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father
amen.
God, that every single word that comes out of our mouth, Father God, is being led by you, Father. And we
amen.
Listen to you, Christ Jesus, and we do not
yes,
listen
Lord.
To the voice of a stranger in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus. We pray,
oh,
Father God, we're trusting and believing in you, Lord. That every single word that's going to go forth today, not our words, but your words, Father God, is there, Father
amen.
God, to get us right there into that place where we operate in your authority in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty
so
name
we pray,
of
Father
Jesus
God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add to it or for us not to take away from it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Unclean thoughts,
yes,
spirits. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you from this place right now. We say, be there removed and cast into the
my
sea.
Lord.
For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree says amen and amen again. Well, welcome
amen.
On one time
hallelujah.
Of this afternoon here. Hallelujah. I have a word for
hallelujah.
You this afternoon. Hopefully we'll be able to get through it all. If we don't, then, you know, we pray that the Holy Spirit is able to move like he moved in the name of Jesus. Well,
amen.
If you do have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of John, John chapter 14. I will show you a little something here in the Word. You know, the message for today is give what you got. Give what
amen.
You got. Hallelujah. I'll be
hallelujah.
Reading of a few scriptures here out of the King James Version. I think we'll read maybe two or three passages here from the New King James Version. And possibly, if we make it all the way through from the NLT version of the Bible, in the name of Jesus. So if you do have your Bibles, with you. Amen. Go with me over here to the book of John, on chapter 14. And I want to show you something here that God has put on my heart to be able to deliver to you, you precious sheep of his fold. Amen. I'm going to start right here with verses 1. John chapter 14 and verse 1 reads here. This is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ speaking here in this chapter. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Hallelujah. "You believe in God, believe also in me." 2 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that wherever I am, there you may be also." Let's move on down here to verses 6. Let's move on to verses 6. 6 says here, "And Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." So we're going to put a period right there for a second. You know, the lesson of study of today is to give what you got to God. Give what you got. Give what you got. Give what you got to God. Hallelujah. See, we as people, we as a body, you know, of Christ, we need to learn to trust in Jesus Christ. We need to learn to trust in Jesus Christ. But we must realize something first. Amen. We must realize something first. Life as we know it, life as we know it, see, it's all added up. You know, it's summed up to who or what we have been exposed to. I'm going to say it again. Life as you know it right now, how you are living right now, the very thing that you're living, the very things that you're thinking about, the very things that you are feeling right now, see, it's all added up. It's all added up. We need to realize this. This is your life, and it's added up to who or what you have been exposed to. Here over here in John chapter 14, here is Jesus right now. This was after the supper, after the last supper that he had here. He was with his disciples here. It was right after here. So now he's telling his disciples that he have to go away from them. He have to go before them over in this scripture. He's going to have to go before them. But he says, "Let not your heart be troubled." So now that is a commission for each and every one of us. One of us, you know, to have a troubled mind right now and have a troubled heart right now. See, we have been exposed to something already. And the very thing that you're exposed to, what Jesus Christ is saying right here to his disciples and those of us who are following him as well, is let not your heart be troubled. That means that you see to it that your heart don't be troubled. Not me to see to that your heart or your mind be at ease or at peace. You see to it that your heart don't be troubled. And 6 right here, he says that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So now we need to understand this, you know, that these disciples, they were exposed to God. Hallelujah. They were exposed to Jesus Christ, you know, in this time for the amount of time that he was doing ministry here after he had been baptized by John the Baptist, after he had received the whole, after he had been led into the wilderness for 40 days. Hallelujah. This was after that time, right? Yeah. After this time period. And he's saying he had to go before them. And the reason why he had to go before them to prepare a place for them. Now, we do realize, you know, here, if you don't realize it now, that Jesus was talking about going to a heavenly place for you, to prepare a heavenly place for you. And this is the way. See, we need to learn to trust in Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ have already obtained victory already. He have already overcame this world already. So we first need to understand this. You know, when you're trusting God, you need to know who it is that you're trusting trusting in, who it is that you're believing in, who it is that you're exposed to, who it is that you're talking to, because the very one that you are exposed to or who you are talking to, they're leading you into a place. Hallelujah. Look at your life right now, and you can back up and realize that what you was exposed to or who you have been exposed to is the sum result of the word you are right now. Hallelujah. Whether good or bad. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank you.
Jesus.
We thank you. We need to learn first to lean on God. Hallelujah. For every single thing that is concerning us.
Yes,
hallelujah. When we find ourselves in that place where we do not know which way to go, we don't know whether to stop or whether to stay or to go, you need to realize that you have Jesus Christ for you to follow. And when you follow in the footprints or the footsteps of Jesus Christ, he is definitely not going to lead you into that place of death and destruction, despair, being without. He's going to lead you to that place, like he said over here in this scripture here, leads you into that place where he is preparing for you a heavenly place. Hallelujah. It may not look like it right now, but if you can get out of your mind of looking at what looks like right now, just like each and every one of these disciples perhaps have been, well, we can't see right now where you're going, Father. He said, which way do we go? He said, I am the way. So you need to understand this here, that Jesus Christ is the way. Being exposed to him is the way. And he is the truth. Because the, Jesus Christ, he was telling them the truth, what he was had to do for them to be able to be where he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This exposure that you have here, now this word here, I'm right here for a second, this word exposure, because if we don't understand about this right here word exposure, then we can be exposed to many, many, many things that's here in this world. We can be exposed to heavenly things, or we can be exposed to worldly things. And all according to what it is that you have fashioned yourself to, this is where you will be. This is what you will follow. Hallelujah. What you expose yourself to. Hallelujah. What you expose yourself to, it causes you to think. And when it causes you to think, it causes you to feel. And ultimately, it determines your destination. It determines where you are. It determines your destination. Hallelujah. Go with me over here quickly here. If you can't get there, then, you know, take a pen and a piece of paper and write it down. I want to show you something over here in Galatians chapter 5. I want to read over here Galatians chapter 5, and I want to show you something about being exposed to the word of God, being exposed to Christ Jesus. Every single one that have already been exposed to Christ Jesus, you know, when you're exposed to something, you know, that means that you become it. You become it. If you're being exposed to sun, you know, the sun has a way, if you stay right there, it'll cause you to perspire. It'll cause you to, even if you're being it too long, it'll cause you to burn, or it'll cause something to happen because you've been exposed to the sun. If you're being water, you've been exposed to water, water is going to cause you to be wet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anything that you're exposed to, you need to realize that you will become it, or either it's going to get on you, or either it's going to get in you, or you will become it. Hallelujah. You've been exposed to something here. So I'm going to show you Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah. I'm going to read verse 1 here, you know, just for teaching sake. This is Apostle Paul here writing a letter to the Galatians here. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Apostle Paul is definitely given some instructions that he had already been given. See, because right in this particular place right now, he's an apostle. Possibly he could have been in prison or something, you know, writing a letter here. What he was saying is, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made you free. Don't you realize that when you're exposed to Jesus Christ. I'm talking about those of us who are experiencing the goodness of the Lord, those of us who have prayed the prayer of salvation already, those of us who have received the Holy Spirit into our life as our personal Lord and Savior, those of us who are covered in the blood, do you realize that you are free? Hallelujah. You are free.
Amen.
And what it means to be free, that you have the liberty to be free because of who it is that's on the inside of you, who is definitely not bound, but who is free. See, we need to understand that you need to give God all what you have. Because when you give God all what you have in exchange for what he has, what you have is going to lead you to that place of death and destruction. But what God has for you leads you to that place of being righteous and being equal to him and being equal to God, and then being an heir to heaven. Hallelujah. This was Apostle Paul that said, you know, be free. Hallelujah. You have the liberty. Liberty means the freedom to be free. Hallelujah. And I'll get into that in just a second here. Go over here to Galatians 5 and 14, excuse me. Apostle Paul, what he says right here is, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So I'm going to show you how this relates to giving what you got, and I'm going to show you how you trust in Jesus Christ. See, now right here, what Apostle Paul says is for us, you know, to love thy neighbor as you love yourself. So every single one that has been exposed to love, see, every single one that has been exposed to love has entered in on the inside. You have learned how to love. Because in love, when you see love for the first time, then that causes you to think about this love that you're seeing, because maybe you've never seen it before. Then it caused you to feel the love that was entering in on the inside. Then after it caused you to feel, then you start to move into a direction because what you have been exposed to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, giving every single thing that you have in exchange for what God has, then you have received something already. And Galatians 5 and 22 shows us just what it is that you have received. What you have received is called the fruits of the Spirit. And this is what you are free. You have the liberty to be free to do is live in this manner, or in the fruits of the Spirit. And this is the where you're free to give what you got. Hallelujah. Those of us who have been baptized by water, baptized by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God, and the Word of God is in us. You have the fruits of the Spirit. You have love that is on the inside of you for you to give. Hallelujah. You have joy that's on the inside of you for you to give. You have peace. Hallelujah. Somebody say peace.
Amen.
You have peace that's on the inside of you for you to give. Then you have, you know, this that long suffering, you know, that long yearning and expectation of waiting on the goodness of the Lord to show up for you, because you know that you are in Christ and you know what he has for you is for you. Gentleness. See, these are what you possess on the inside when you're in Christ. Gentleness, goodness, faith is inside of you. Meekness, hallelujah. Self-control, which is temperance on the inside of you. And right here, this scripture right here tells us in Galatians chapter 5 and 22, against such there is no law. Do you know when you're giving all that you got? Hallelujah. When you're giving all that you got, all that you have, it got to be inside of you first. Well, you got to have it for you to be able to get it. So you can't give me something that you ain't got. Now, if you're in a place right now to where somebody is asking you to give you something that you know that you don't have, then you have to really analyze and then look at it. Well, I can't give you that because I don't have it. So we talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Now, if somebody say that I need you to love me. Love got to be inside of you before you can be able to love somebody. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Or how would you like for me to say it? Would you like for me to say it that the Holy Spirit have to be inside of you for you to love somebody? Hallelujah. Because in order for somebody to have love on the inside of them, that means that you have to have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. So in order for you to give what you got, you must first learn to trust in Jesus Christ, Because when you trust in Jesus Christ, now you know how to love somebody when they ask you to love them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you have been exposed to, this is the first thing that we must realize. You must learn to trust in Jesus Christ, and we must realize first that we have to be exposed to him first. Hallelujah. We have to be baptized by water. Hallelujah. Confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We have to realize that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law, according to Scripture over here in Galatians 5. And we have to realize also at the same time that we are free. We are free from who we used to be or what we used to be or what we used to do. We are free from that, and we're free to be and who have God have called us to be, who have created us to be. See, it has been a change of destination. See, the place that you were going one time, say, hallelujah, if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, you would still be right there in that place of going down, that place of death and destruction. You'll still be in that place where you're so sin conscious. You'll still be in that place to where you're sick all the time. You'll still be in that place or where you're angry all the time. Hallelujah. You will still be in that place to where you're depressed, where you're oppressed. It's because you have not fully gave God all that you have. See, God have given himself for each and every one of us all. Hallelujah. And because God gave himself to be sacrificed for any one of us, we have to realize that if you have not already, that he has already did the work. He have already finished the work. And over here in John chapter 14, he told you, I got to go before you to prepare a place for you, that when you leave out of this body that you're in, hallelujah, that you will be seated in a place right there where he is, and that's seated in honor next to God the Father, on the right hand of him with Christ Jesus, and being in that place of rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But while you still are living, hallelujah, look at it, look at yourself right now, and realize what it is that you're going through. And what it is that you're going through, hallelujah, if it don't look good, if it don't sound good, then that means that it ain't good and it ain't of God. And it's not for you to hold on to. It's for you to give every single thing that you got in exchange for what God has. See, God has the fruits of the Spirit for you. And the fruits of the Spirit, this is that place where every single man and every single woman shall desire to be. To be, because it's leading you into a destination where God desires for you to be, and this should be your desire.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Go with
Hallelujah.
Me over here. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you have given all to us, Father, and you have shown us how to do the same thing as well, giving up our worldly possessions and giving and accepting our heavenly possession, which is being righteous through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Go with me over here to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 19. Go over here to the book of Matthew chapter 19. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have already shown us, Father God. We thank you for giving us revelation of every single word, Father, that you will have for us, because we know that you have that you have an eternal life for us, Father God, an abundance life for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 19. I'm going to start right here at verses 16. Matthew chapter 19 and verses 16 reads here, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?" 17 says, "And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter, this why will enter into life, keep the commandments." Hallelujah. Let me read this right here, because I want to make sure that we don't just read Matthew chapter 19 and verse 16 and put it in our own perspective. I want to read this from the NLT. Give me one second here. read this. I'm going to read this, the same scripture, and I'm going to read it from the NLT, because every single word that we read, we must have understanding of it. For every single thing that we read in the scripture, we must have understanding from God and not understanding from how we may have heard it preached once before. Matthew chapter 19, I'm reading this from the NLT, from the NLT scripture, same scripture, verses 16. Read there, and someone came to Jesus with this question: Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? 17, why ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, hallelujah, there is only one who is good, but to answer your question, if you want to receive eternal life, keep the commandments. Hallelujah. Every single body that's here right now that has something that you possess, because if we read on a little bit over here, I'll go over here to 22, read over here to 22, we have to realize that this is the story that we have heard right here in the Bible of the rich young ruler. See, the rich young ruler, see, he came to Jesus asking him a question, asking him that how could he earn eternal life, or how can he receive eternal life? So here it is that Jesus was saying, you're calling me good. See, why you ain't called me God? See, there ain't nobody good but God. But I'm going to answer your question anyhow. He said, to keep my commandments. So I imagine if this was me, if I was to come to God asking a question, you know, and here it is, I'm someone of his status, you know, being young and being rich and having a whole lot of worldly possessions, that means that whoever or whatever I have been exposed to before I asked this question to God, this is the reason why I have all the things that I have here. This is why I have all the things. But he said, I'm going to answer your question. He said, keep my commandments. Now, if that were me, I would go over and see what the commandments are. Okay, well, it says over here in Scripture, it says right here, you know, I should not commit adultery. I should not steal. This is Matthew chapter 19 and verse 18. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor your father and thy mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself. Now, I will go into this place. This is before, you know, I knew God, before I walking with him. I will go into the place where I'm doing all that. Is that all I have to do? Oh, I'm already in there. I already got it. Hallelujah. I'm in there. I already got it. And here it is. I'm going to read over here Matthew chapter 19 and verses 22. I'm going to read this here. So it says, but when the young man had heard, let me back up two scriptures here. Let me read 20. 20 says, the young man said unto him, all these things I have kept for my youth up. He said, I've been doing this already from my youth up. He says, What lack I yet? He said, what haven't I done? That's what he's saying right here. And Jesus said unto him in verses 21, he says, if thou wilt be perfect. He said, now if you want to be perfect, hallelujah, says, go and sell all that thou have and give to the poor, and thou shall have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. My Lord, my God. See, we need to understand something right here. See, when you go to God asking God for something, God knows what it is that you have on the inside. God already knows the desire of a man. He already knows the desires of a woman. He already knows your heart. He already knows what it is on the inside of you. But here it is, when you go anyhow and he answers your question, see, the rich young ruler, he realized that it's in his heart that he had many possessions, and the very things that he had possessed was not willing to let them go. Hallelujah. He was not willing to sell all of his possessions. He was not willing to give all that he has, because what he had right here, right now in this world was more important than heavenly things. How many of us, hallelujah, we go to God with something that we've been having for a long time. We go to God with something that we've been having for a long time. See, we have possessed this because we've been exposed to it. See, we've been exposed to anger. So we go to God with this right here of anger, And then when God, you know, tells us to give it all over to him, we'll say, yes, Lord, we give it all over. We give it all over to you, but go right back into that place of being angry. Hallelujah. Knowing that you were not willing to let go of anger. We go to God and we tell God, you know, well, God, I am sick. Will you heal me? And God said, give it all over to me. Hallelujah. And here it is.
Hallelujah.
He said, well, okay, God, I'll give it all over to you. But then right after we come out of the communion with God, right after we come out of prayer with God, we go right back into thinking about sickness. We go right back into that place of feeling down on ourselves and expecting, you know, sickness just to stay there because you have not gave all that you possess. Hallelujah. Give all that you got because Jesus Christ have already given you all of himself for exchange for what you have. So now we need to learn this. Hallelujah. We need to learn to trust in Jesus Christ. This is the first thing that we need to learn. Now, the second thing that I want to show you, church, that we need to understand, if you understand that once you have gave every single thing that you have, every single thing that you have in exchange for what God has, then you realize that you have received Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. You have realized that. But that is not enough for us just just to be saved and not to do nothing. Don't you realize that every single body that God has set free from the curse of sin and death, every single body that has a relationship with God is not for you to stay the same and just be in the same place. It's for you to realize that God is equipping you to do the work. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is equipping every single one of you saints, every single man, every single woman to give what they got first, because when you give what you got first in exchange for what God has, he's equipping you to do just like he was doing with his disciples that was with them there. He was equipping them. He was to do the work when he was to leave them for some time. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's not enough for you just to get to one place and realize that you're a good basketball player, or you're a good singer, or you may be a good cook, or you may be a good, okay, all that is good. And everything that you have realized that you are very talented is good, but it's not for you just to use one talent. It's for you to follow Christ and explore the many, many, many talents that he has for you. God is equipping for you to call so you can go out and show somebody how to get there to that same place where you're at right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go with me over here to the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. Go over here to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And I'll read Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 1 first. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. I'll read from the King James Version. Ephesians chapter 4. In verses 1, this is Apostle Paul here again with a letter here. He's writing here to Ephesian church here. He says, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Hallelujah. How many of us right now have already received Jesus Christ into our life as our personal Lord and Savior? How many know that God is the one that calls you? God is the one that saved you. Hallelujah. Because God is the one that called you and God is the one that saved you. He didn't just call you and save you for you to be the same. No, he called you for you to be worthy to walk in his calling, to be in the place where he desires for you to be. Hallelujah. Giving all of what you have in exchange for what God has. See, when you get what you got, God gonna give you what he has for you. Hallelujah. Which is the will of God for your life. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11 explains this, what God has for every single body that is saved. Some of us. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. He said, and he gave some of us apostles. He gave some of us prophets. He gave some of us evangelists. He gave some of us pastors. He gave some of us teachers. Hallelujah. Do you realize that one thing? Now, I don't know what calling that you are walking in, but I do realize that according to Scripture, there is nothing that is ordinary about those of us who are in Christ Jesus. There is nothing ordinary about those of us that who are saved. See, those of us who are saved, that means that we follow Christ. And we follow Christ, that means that he is equipping us for the calling. And he is equipping you for the calling to be in one of these places. So you are part of the fold. That means that you are the chief fold. And every single body that God called, he's equipping you to do the work, hallelujah, and to do the work to be in one of these places. Have you realized that who you are right now? So you might be a cook right now, but that don't mean that that's God all have for you to do is just cook. See, God have you to do more than cook. He have for you to teach the word of God in one of these offices of an apostle either, a prophet either. You need to realize who you are, an evangelist or a pastor or a teacher, or you're walking in your calling. Give all of you got. Give all of your worldly possessions that you have. Maybe you have been exposed to someone or been exposed to something that's blocking the will of God for your life. Hallelujah. This is the second thing that we need to understand according to Scripture. See, this is not my word. This is the written word of God for us to understand this and for us to follow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has given himself for you to become God has given himself for you to become saved, for you to be redeemed, for you to be set free, for you to walk in your calling, hallelujah, that he have ordained for you. We need to understand this right here, church. Understand this every single day of your life, that God has better for you. God has better for you. And the better that God has for you is not that what you got right now. What you have right now, God has better. Hallelujah. Don't you understand that it was never meant for you to be the same? Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2 tells us that we are not to be conformed or fashioned to this world, these worldly possessions or these worldly things, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do you realize that every single body that's transformed by the renewing of their mind, that means you're transformed by God himself? You're transformed by Jesus Christ, the word of God, the Holy Spirit that is transforming you to know that who you are because of whose you are. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me show you over here in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I want to show you, church, who what it is that you are called here to do. This is the second thing. You got to learn to trust God. You got to learn to trust Christ. And you learn to trust Christ by first stop trusting in yourself. Stop trusting in what you see right now and start expecting the goodness of God to show up in your life when you enter into that place of reading his word, listening to the word of God, and becoming a doer of the word of God. Hallelujah. Because when you give up all that you have and every single thing that you're looking for in this world and enter into this place, hallelujah, you're expecting heavenly things to show up in your life right now. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verses 14. 16 and verses 14, it says, let all your things be done in charity. Every single thing that you do, every single thing that you think, let it be done in charity. Let it be done in love. If love ain't in it, God ain't in it. Hallelujah. God is not a part of it. Hallelujah. So with what you have right now inside of you, everything that you're doing, if you can't see God in it, then it means that you need to give it up. Hallelujah. Because anything that you got and God ain't in it is not for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last thing that I do want to share with y'all this afternoon before we go here is there is a great reward for you. There's a great reward for y'all. Hallelujah. Those that are in Christ Jesus, there's a great reward. And that reward is for you is according to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and 2. the reward for you is grace. Grace and more grace. Mercy that you would never be able to understand how you receive all this mercy. And peace. Peace that surpasses all things that you understand. According to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and 2. See, that grace is unlimited favor with God, and as a result, you'll have more grace, you have unlimited favor with man as well. That mercy that God has given you, that forgiven you of all your sins, that is that forgiveness that God, that you will realize that God has forgiven you already. And that same forgiveness that you have is the forgiveness that you will give to one another. Hallelujah. And that peace, hallelujah, which is the most important thing that every single body should be seeking to have, is the peace of God. It's the confidence of knowing that God keeps his promise. And you expect for God to keep his promise. So you see what God has already promised you. You will enter into that place of glorifying him. You will glorify God. You will sing. You will worship and you will praise. And a peace that comes over you that allow you to enter into that place of rest. And that place of rest is that place that every single one desires to say to be in every single day of their life. And that's the salvation of God. Give God all that you have. All that you got, give it to God in exchange for what he has for you. So I challenge you today to give it all over to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you, and may God keep you in all of your ways. Hallelujah. There might be one, church. There may be one that realize that they are a sinner. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Every single body that's in the body of Christ was a sinner one time before. Will you give it all over to God today? God knows who you are. You realize who you are, and every single body realize who you are. Will you come to Christ today? The most important thing that you can do as a human being is pray this simple prayer. Is salvation? This prayer of salvation. While you still have time, will you press one? Will you give it all over to Christ while you still have time? Will you give him all that you got? Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Will you press one? There might be one. There may be one that have already prayed this prayer of salvation. But you realize that someplace that you still got anger and depression and frustration. You still got this nature, this mind that has conformed, with you. Will you press one today? Will you be back in that place of dedicating your life back over to Christ and come out of the worldly thing? I'm talking about the pride of life. Will you come out of there today? Will you press one? Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to pray with you and pray for you. Hallelujah. Will you come?
My Lord.
Hallelujah. There may be one. There may be sick somewhere in their body. This is more than you can bear. The Bible tells us over here in James chapter 5 that those that who are sick, let them come to the elders and let them anoint their heads with oil. Let them pray over them. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you come? Will you bring what you have, whatever name it is, whether it's cancer, whatever type it is, will you bring it today? Will you come? Whether it's anger, will you bring it to God today? Will you give all you got today? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There might be one that's looking for a church home. Yeah.
Jesus.
You might be looking for a church home. You might realize that you are without, hallelujah, fellowship.
Yes, Lord.
You might realize that you are without the word of God. Hallelujah. You realize that you are in a very vulnerable and weak place. And you're being destroyed all the days of your life. Will you come? See, there is no distance right there where you are. It don't matter if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast. There is no distance in spirit. We would love to be your pastor. Hallelujah. We're going to love on you like God has shown us how to love. Agape love, an unconditional love. loving you like God has showed us out in the lenses of the Word of God, being led by the Holy Spirit, telling you the truth, showing you the way, leading you right there to Christ, not to us, but to God. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Powell,
hallelujah.
Pray for us, please.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for one more time.
Thank you.
Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would touch all here today in service. Lord, whatever it is, Father God, that they've been praying and asking for, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that you increase their faith, Lord God, that they can receive from you the miracle, God. And all that they are, Father God, they will surrender all over to you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, holding
yes,
them.
Lord,
and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your
thank
mighty
you, Lord.
Thank you for keeping us. We thank you for the faith that we can decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're with the Holy Spirit of promise, that we're in Christ by
the
and we are accepted in the beloved, amen, that we're complete in him and crucified with Christ, and we live with Christ, and we are free from condemnation, and that we are reconciled to God. We decree in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Father's name, and by faith that we're qualified to share in his inheritance, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we're firmly rooted and established in our faith and overthrown with thanksgiving. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen,
yes,
amen,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Manny. May God pour into you all that you have released here in service. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Let us stand and take our
hallelujah.
Tithes and offering you all. Y'all can prepare that. He will send you all your tithes and offerings over to Pastor Chantel through our Cash App. Amen. So if you have those today, you can send them over. And if you'd like to remit those to an address with us in another way, just give us a call and we'll give you the information on where you can send your tithes and offering if you don't have Cash App. And that number you will call, you all, is 484-740-5075. Again, that number is 484-740-5075. That is our direct line to us outside of the church line for services. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Dear Jesus, make us in a mystery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. And we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us. Hallelujah, for you made us a blessing to be a blessing. And it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes as offerings and spiritual seed to help nurture and harvest of glory to your sake on earth, and we thank you, Lord. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. In the name of Jesus Christ, we understand it's not frugality. Your honor is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed generous gift, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcements are as follows today. May 23rd, 2021, happy birthday to all May birthday babies. Anyone that's celebrating their anniversary, happy anniversary. May God continue to bless you, deliver, set free, protect you, and show you his favor all the days of your life. Amen. On Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You all join us. Right now, the month of May, we're not on our 9 o'clock call because we're in prayer the whole month of May at 12 midnight. It's been a glorious time. You all, if you have an opportunity to join us, as we have about today's the 23rd, so we have about 8 more days, extra 7 more days before we wrap up our 31 days of prayer, coming together, pitching, agreeing, decreeing, declaring. It's harvest time that we're harvesting God's goodness, God's favor, God's blessing, God's provision for our lives. Amen. So join us at midnight if you have not, Central Standard Time. Amen. On Wednesdays, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And on Saturdays, we have our lessons, you all, at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And it runs between 12 and 12:30. This past Saturday, we were going over understanding and knowing what God's will is for our lives. Amen. It's really a good study. So join us, amen, on our church line at 845-277-9213. And on Sundays, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Hallelujah. And then on our special event, you all, we have a shout Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. to 6:30 Central Standard Time. Please join us. It's a time of praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Be the high impact boost of the Holy Spirit. Join us. I'm telling you, it will set you on fire with the Holy Ghost. Amen. In July, we have our vocational Bible classes that will be starting in July. Look for that rollout to all. In June, we have our discipleship training classes. Amen. So those of you who are just joined church, you have not been through discipleship training. Even for those that are not members of our church, but you've seen, you come every Sunday with us to fellowship. If you want to join those classes, please let us know. There's a lot of information. It's going to really help us to pour into us great and mighty. So our discipleship training classes, look for that rollout. We have you all numbers here, so we'll send it out to you. Amen. So we just thank God, you all, and once again, thank you all for being here with us. In the month of June, we are preparing for Pastor Dorsey Manning's 40th birthday, you all. Hallelujah. So we want to celebrate our pastor in a mighty, great, blessed way. Amen. Hallelujah. And I think that's all we have for you today in our announcements. God bless. God keep. May God strengthen all. Hallelujah. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. Amen. We bless you all for prosperity here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you to be all that God intends for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy and be a place, hallelujah, that God, that God's people can come and be around all the days of your life. Amen. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Benediction for Pastor Man.
Amen. Amen. I do pray and trust and believe in that every single one that had an ear to hear was able to receive something from that. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I pray to God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Well,
amen.
Everybody, y'all
hallelujah.
Have yourself a wonderful Sunday. Hallelujah. You know, do it in the name of Jesus. Pastor Tawanique and I, we love you. God loves you more. Remember, Satan is defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God bless you. Have a good day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time. Oh, just
I wanna hear.
One time. I can't wait till I see you.
One time.
One, 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 one. I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Yeah.